There's an unusual new player on the Phoenix fine dining scene. Avenue 27 opened this year, offering a newly remodeled space to enjoy fine cuisine that reflects the seasons and a sophisticated palate. A palate you might not expect, considering the chefs behind the dishes. Our co-host Lauren Gilger got a little behind-the-scenes look recently.
So, tournée, usually cut off. I start with that end cut off, too. So you quarter a potato. You can do it with an eighth of potato, but start with a quarter. Then we'll get eventually to an eighth. And then I'm left-handed, but you grip it the same way. So you grip your knife with those fingers. Right. And you're going to use this muscle in your palm to bring that knife through. That's where I start. And then I move. Another cut.
Okay, cool.
No, Avenue 27 is not the latest creation by a longtime Valley trendsetter or Chicago chef expanding their culinary empire. This restaurant is run entirely by high school students. That was a little bit of sound of culinary instructor Ryan Mathis teaching one of his students how to tournée a potato. The restaurant is located at Barry Goldwater High School in Phoenix and is offering dinner on select Friday nights during the school year. Here's more from Lauren's conversation with Mathis.
This is approximately 2,100 square feet of space, so it's the size of a small resort kitchen. Built for education, though, so it's a little bit different than your typical restaurant resort kitchen. We have stations built, so the students work at their independent stations, but we also, in our front of our kitchen, we also have our restaurant operation, which is built more like that restaurant kitchen.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go see what they're doing here.
So right now, this is my restaurant management students, and this is an off week for us. So tonight we have future freshman night, so they'll be cleaning the kitchen first and foremost, but they're also making some pumpkin bread tonight. They'll be cooking up some onions for some sauces.
So give me a sense while we watch here kind of how this all got started. This was your idea, right, to begin with, to open an actual restaurant here at the high school?
Yep, it was my crazy idea, and they bought into it. The district bought into it. You know, I built this program up a few years. We've been doing well in our competitions. And the district, as well as Westmec, who funds us, started buying into the program. And they said, well, we want to renovate the kitchen a little bit, make it a little safer, but also do something cool. And I told them, you know, I've always wanted a restaurant, so let's do a restaurant. And they're like, oh, open for the students? Or who are we opening to? And I said, the public. And they thought I was a little crazy, but they bought into it. And it's been really successful so far.
Why is it important for you that they have sort of actual real world experiences? This is real money. They really have paying customers, etc.
Yeah, so I think it's important that they get that real world experience while they're still learning. You know, a lot of these times they go out in these places, you know, in the resorts and stuff, and while they might be learning some stuff, they really don't get that chance to build their skills as much as they would in a education setting. So for me, one of the biggest things in the culinary industry is real world experience, you know, and actually doing something open to the public. Really, the skills of the students has progressed immensely since that. And I've gotten so many comments on students that have gone out in the industry on how well prepared they are. And they're moving up quick.
Right. It's like you need that real world pressure almost to really learn what it's like.
Yeah. It's important that we set our standards high. We run like an actual restaurant. We want the customers to come in believing that this is an actual restaurant, not just a school. So the customers that we have in our dining room, they're public customers, and they expect high-quality food. And they're super impressed, typically. They always, comment after comment on how well these kids are doing and how a lot of the times they're like, this is the best food I've had at a restaurant in a long time. And we just do everything from scratch. We do it right. And I teach the students how to prepare food properly and well. And we also have a front of the house staff who's trained like they would be in a fine dining restaurant. So, you know, they get that full experience.
And so, obviously your background's in the food world, right? How did you transition into becoming a teacher?
So yeah, I have several years of restaurant and resort experience, owning my own catering business, as well as working in some of the nicer resorts around town. And it was kind of funny how I started. You know, I was doing my catering business part-time, and I needed something a little more to just keep me going. So my family told me about a little culinary job at a school that I graduated from, Barry Goldwater High School. So I applied for it. I got it. And I fell in love with it. And here I am 9 years later doing the same thing. I thought to myself, I'm going to teach 1 year. I thought it was, I'm not going to like this at all. I really fell in love with it. It keeps, the students keep me going. You know, every year we have these amazing students that come into our program and really gives them a place to come together, different walks of life come together and do something for a common purpose and learn something cool.
You really get to affect the next generation in a way. It must be inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm inspired every day. Whether it's a former student coming to me saying how much I impacted their life and changed their lives through this program, or it's just that simple, you know, watching a student cut and I teach them a small skill that helps their cuts get better, you know. And the good thing about this program is not every student is cut out to go to the university, right? They don't want that university life. You know, maybe math isn't their subject. They come into here and they flourish. It's really hands-on. They get a lot out of it. They see the product being made in front of them, which is exciting for them.
Have you had some panic moments, some moments when you go, oh man, we really have to pull this off?
Oh yeah, definitely with catering, you know, some of those times are very stressful when you have a couple hundred people coming in and you have to execute a really nice fine dining catering and make sure, you know, none of the food's dry or burnt or oversalted. But in restaurant nights, we have some busy nights here, you know, where we're serving, you know, 80 to 100 guests. And those moments get stressful, you know, but it's like a real restaurant. So the students really do get to experience that real restaurant.
All right. So what are you up to over here?
I'm just making a little bit of sauteed onions for a sauce that we're going to be experimenting with. Because we make a new menu every week for the restaurant, we like to experiment with different flavors all the time. And so this is just going to be one of the different sauces that we're going to try today.
What's your name?
My name is James.
So what have you enjoyed about this program?
What I've really enjoyed is learning about all the different techniques that you can use to cook, because cooking is a lot more than what most people think. We've learned a lot of different styles and stuff like that I can use at home, but mainly I like the opportunity to grow as a person because of the leadership roles that we take here at the restaurant. Since everything is student run, I've really been able to learn about myself as a person and really who I am. So,
give me an example. Did you have a night when you were managing and things almost fell apart or something like that?
Actually, yes, we've had many of those nights. One night that I can recall, we had three different things happen all at once. We had one table underbooked for the amount of people that they needed, so I had to go back and kind of find some chairs for them and make sure we had enough food for them so we could accommodate. The fire alarm went off that night. It wasn't due to us. We think it's somewhere else in the school, or maybe misfired or something like that. And then also we had one of our line cooks cut himself. So we had to take care of that. And all of that in one night.
But you got through it.
We did. Yes, we did. So
that was our co-host Lauren Gilger at Barry Goldwater High School's Avenue 27 restaurant, speaking with senior James Lacknow and culinary instructor Ryan Mathis. You can go eat there on select Friday nights and check out more on our website, theshow.kjzz.org.